superchargers, headlights, and more. With over 122 million parts, eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Stay on your A-game with all the parts you need at the prices you want. It's easy to bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
This podcast is brought to you by Microsoft Teams. When there's more ways to be together, there are more ways to be a team.
Now then, shall we?
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Greg Williams looks across the way at Gruden. I can't just win on a prevent defense batting it down. I need to sack your quarterback and spike the football.
Ruggs has got it. Touchdown.
That's what that was. It wasn't a tank.
The Rich Eisen Show.
You look at effort first.
Earlier on the show, Notre Dame head coach Brian Kelly, Saints quarterback Taysom Hill, actor John Hamm. Coming up, Raiders tight end Darren Waller. Plus, from NBC's This Is Us, Chris Sullivan. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Okay, hour number three of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air. News popping. Michigan and Ohio State has been canceled this weekend. Ryan Day, the head coach of the Ohio State, is already out there saying, rightfully so, that the Big Ten should change its rule that a team has to have six games on its docket to play for the conference championship. Ohio State famous alum or fan Albert Breer's out there saying, bring in Texas A&M. They should let Ohio State schedule a game this weekend. Big Ten athletic directors are meeting tomorrow. They should make whatever statement they need to make, do it, and get out of the way and let Ohio State move forward here. Jalen Hurts was just named the starting quarterback for the Philadelphia Eagles this weekend in New Orleans, whose quarterback Taysom Hill just joined us earlier. Taysom said he doesn't know yet if it's going to be his start. That sounded, if you want my two cents, as somebody who's been around the block a few times, National Football League, it sure sounds to me like it's going to be his start. And, you know, it's not his place to break it on the Rich Eisen Show when its coach doesn't want these things talked about in public, quite frankly. But it's been talked about now that Jalen Hurts is a starter. And the head coach, Doug Peterson, according to Albert Breer, he's quoting him, said he told the players last night and that he praised the way both players reacted. Quote, according to Doug Peterson, Carson is like all of us right now. He's disappointed. He's frustrated. He's been a professional through it all. So those are some news breaking in the National Football League. Tonight you've got the Baltimore Ravens taking on the Dallas Cowboys in the finale to Week 13. That has been just lights out, just a ton of amazing action going on all over the place. And that includes the game between the Raiders and the Jets, where it looked like the Jets were coming up with their first win of the season. And all Jets fans watching the front pole position for the Trevor Lawrence race just vanish. But in came two things. At the end, a weird defensive call, to say the least, that left Henry Ruggs one-on-one for Derek Carr to find to win the game. And this man, who came up with 200 yards receiving at the tight end spot, not just but for the Raiders, but for everybody's fantasy league teams in this studio. We all love this man, and we all want to say thank you personally to the Pro Bowl tight end of your Las Vegas Raiders, Darren Waller. How are you, Darren?
I'm doing good, Rich. How you doing?
I'm doing better for you. How about that? So, thank you, essentially. I don't usually start off interviews saying thank you, but I'll start this one. Thank you. So, let's get into this. Where were you on the field when Derek went up top to Ruggs at the very end?
I was in pass protection. I was supposed to be like chipping and running like a check down route for Derek, but he called me into like extra protection for the blitz that the Jets were dialing up. So I was pass protecting. So I saw the entire flight of the ball from Derek's hand to scary.
Okay, so you knew the blitz was coming, huh, Darren?
Yeah, yep.
Why?
I mean, I see it as, I mean, that's what Greg Williams likes to do, and that's what the Jets do best. They've been doing well getting home with pressure in our game and in the prior week, so I guess they just wanted to stick to what they thought was most effective. That's what I think the reasoning behind it is, I guess. But, I mean, we just do what the defense gives us.
So, in your days of playing football, Darren, I assume you've been in a position like this before where you need to hit a big one in order to win with very little time left. Have you ever been in a position where a team has blitzed like that, Darren?
I don't think so, no.
So this is a first, essentially.
Yeah, as a first.
Okay. Now, did they blitz the play before, too? The one up top to Aguilar that was potentially the game winner. Did they blitz the play before?
Nah, that was they just dropped into cover two on that one. Hmm. We ran like a – that was a play to beat a cover two because their safety like a jump that deep out route, and Nelson ran a double move, so he got behind him there. But that was like a soft zone.
Okay. So after the game – were you all just getting together saying, I can't believe they blitzed us? Did that happen?
I think more guys were just more happy that we won.
Yes.
And just like the emotion was so high. It wasn't just like a, why did they blitz us? Like later on, it was just kind of like they blitzed, so we took advantage. But it was like initially it was just like, you know, just crazy emotion.
So let's get into that. The last 2 weeks, it's been quite a struggle compared to the previous 10, Darren. Do you think that whatever was going on with the team traveling to the East Coast and back-to-back weeks can't be simple for that, playing early window games? You're through that, and now you're ready for the last 4 weeks. What did happen the last 2 weeks is my way of asking that question.
Just not playing our best football. Mistakes being made, not, you know, being as precise as we usually are. I'll say our run game wasn't there like we know it can be and like it usually is. And that's just, you know, that's where we're a run first team. So that kind of sets the tone. But yeah, it's good to have survived that trip. I mean, came out with a win, and now it's like we still have, you know, the things that we want in front of us. So it's good to be at home and have three of the last four here and to be able to, you know, be in a situation that serves an advantage to us.
Darren Waller, tight end of the Las Vegas Raiders here on the Rich Eisen Show. Your story's amazing, Darren. What you are, who you are, what you are, what you've become, where you've been, where you're going, what you've got going for you is truly remarkable. I honestly did not know your story until Hard Knocks last year. If I had told that kid from the Baltimore Ravens what's going on right now for you, what would you have said?
It was, you know, everything was going on back then, but it was just like, you know, I tried to do it all myself without any help, without, you know, any kind of guidance. But now it's like, you know, looking back, I was just, you know, trying to just impress so many people and be all things to all people. And now it's just like a much more simpler life, and the things that I do are pleasing to God and pleasing to me. So it's just a much more simple way of living than before. It's like, I felt like I had to do so many different things, whereas now I can just focus on what I got to do.
Well, there's so many people who are listening and watching right now who know somebody or perhaps are battling addiction like you did, Darren. How did you turn the corner? How did you plant your foot and say, this is going to stop and I'm going to go in a different direction? How did you do it?
It starts with, like, you know, admitting like that you're basically like powerless, like you don't really have as much control over, you know, what you think you have control over, and admitting that and realizing that you need help and that you can't do it alone. And, you know, just getting transparent and honest with yourself to the point that it hurts. But after that initial pain comes freedom and, you know, hope for your future. Whereas it was all clouded by, you know, darkness and negativity before, but you got to be honest with yourself. Cause I mean, the drugs and the alcohol are really just a symptom of what's really going on inside you, inside your mind, inside your spirit. So it's just, you know, confronting those things, and then the sky's the limit after that.
Well, the sky is certainly still the limit for you. To what do you attribute your success on the field?
I just attribute it to just the way that I've you know, built a new foundation for my life since, you know, that time I had to be out of the league, and just allowed me to, you know, reorganize my priorities and realize that, you know, my mental health and my, you know, spiritual life are need to be intact. Those have to be my priorities in order for the product in the football field to be there. Like, I have to take myself onto the field. I can't just turn into a new person. Like, who I am is going to be out there on display with that helmet on and pads on. So I had to make sure that I'm in check and that I'm doing the work and, you know, not trying to attach myself to results and outcomes and just, you know, just losing myself in the process.
Who is your safety net right now? Who is your support team? Who's your family, friends? Walk me through it, Darren Waller. Who's there with you, for you?
Yeah, I got my parents. I got, you know, my best friend. I got, you know, men in recovery that are on the same journey that I'm in that I look to for advice and guidance on a day-to-day basis. You know, my teammates got my back. My position coach, Frank Smith, definitely has my back, just me as a person. So I got a lot of people invested in me, just Darren Waller, not just, you know, the tight end that's out there making plays. It's just, you know, they love me for me and, you know, invest a lot of time and energy into me, and I'm just thankful to them for that.
What is it like to have Jason Witten as a teammate at this part of your life and career? I mean, a GOAT. I mean, that's a first ballot HOFer. Right. That is lining up with you and in your room. What has he been like to be around with you, for you?
It's been an incredible experience. You know, I always tell everyone, I've never met someone that's so intense about the smallest details of the game. And just seeing how he knows, like, everything that everyone is doing on the offense. And it's not just like, from him, it's like I'm learning, like, okay, I can't just learn my position or learn my responsibility. I need to learn where I fit in the big picture and how all these little details, one, you know, false step or one, you know, inch can make the difference in a play. And just seeing how passionate he is about that and how that can turn into, you know, just having that advantage when you go out there. So you can just, you know, with a guy that doesn't even have like the freakish athleticism can literally like be the best in the league for almost two decades. So it's just like a tribute to, you know, just him. And, you know, and he's also super funny too, and just brings like a light personality. He knows when to be demanding, when to be aggressive, and also when to be lighthearted. So it's just honestly amazing.
So you, who has an incredible physical gift, you are now, you say, more aware of what X, Y, and Z is doing and what Derek Carr needs to look at, where you are in the grand scheme of things. You're more aware of that, thanks to Witten, in a way?
Yeah, I know, like, when Derek would be delivering me the ball, if I'm, say, I'm third in the progression, like, I know that, okay, like, there's no reason for me to rush this route or not get to my death. Maybe I can get a yard deeper just so I know that I'm in that window at the right time. And then the run game as well, just knowing, you know, with the calls that the center's making and who those, like, the center and the guard are comboing to, and so I can kind of learn those calls and realize, okay, I'm going to this guy. So if it's like in the heat of the moment, you know, they shift or something, I can know in my mind, I don't need someone else to tell me, but I can, you know, communicate that to other guys and know myself what's going on. So it's just like super, a big advantage of him being there.
Okay. So speaking on behalf of all fantasy football folks who have you on their team, including everyone here in studio, please don't tell me you're third in a progression ever. Again, don't tell me that. Okay, Darren, that's not true, right?
I mean,
that's
you just said that. To make plays, man. So it's just like,
no, I understand.
You know, we got great balance. So sometimes I am. Sometimes I'm not.
No, hold on a second. Less often, right? I mean, don't you know? I need to make sure everything's okay, Darren. You know what I mean? I know there's no in Darren or Waller, but I need to make sure that you're. I mean, these are the playoffs. I know you've got, you got 4 weeks to go for your playoffs, but these are our playoffs, Darren. I got to be honest with you.
If you really want to make that, be 100% sure, you can ask one Jonathan Gruden.
You know, I would get, he hasn't been on since he's become the coach. I mean, you know, I do wear my FFCA shirts and visors around at home, you know, that he sent here. But I can go through Mayock, though. You know, I work with him for a very long time, Darren. I can go through.
Oh, yeah, Mayock. Yeah. There you go. You got the plug.
Okay. Yeah. I just don't know how Mayock would handle it if I asked Mike about my fantasy team. I don't think he would endeavor that question
Mike,
for very
just
long.
Throw it to 83.
I'm sure he'd understand.
No, he might understand. Give me your favorite Grudenism. Give me your favorite phrase that you never heard before until it came out of Gruden's mouth. Can you do that? Do you got one for me, Darren?
Oh, man. I know when he's if somebody's like, you know, forcing something, he'll say, don't shove sand up a flea's ass.
Don't shove Santa before he's asked. Is that what you said?
Don't shove sand up a flea's ass.
Oh. Don't shove. That was the worst game of telephone ever. Don't shove sand up a flea's ass. Yeah, I've never heard that. Yeah. Knock on wood if you're with me, guys. Have you heard that one before? I haven't heard that one.
I've heard that one. Brand new.
Tell me about your foundation, how we can get involved, Darren. The floor is yours, please.
Darren Waller Foundation. He's based in Las Vegas, really just trying to target, you know, youth and get in front of them and explain to them what can happen if you choose to go the route of, you know, using drugs and alcohol to cope or to fit in and to just have a good time. It's like just put my story out there to let them know that, you know, it's not a route that you want to take if you really, you know, are connected with who you are and, you know, your creative talents and, you know, just, you know, where you really want to be in life. So just giving them outlets and encouraging, like, you know, meditation, finding a creative outlet, whether it's music, art, something like that. So, but it's really just education and then, you know, working towards funding treatment for people, because I know that, you know, the facility the league sent me to was, you know, crazy expensive, but I never, like, but the fact that I was able to get an upgraded program of recovery, that helped me. So I want to do that for somebody else. So it's really just, you know, educating and then really, like, getting these people into the places that they need for the help that they need.
At Darren Waller, FDN on Twitter. Your Instagram is RackQual, right? Did I get that right? Is that right?
Yeah, RackWall with two Ks on Rack.
Okay. Did somebody just laugh in the background with me saying that? Did I just hear that? Did somebody? Who's laughing at me? Darren, who is that?
It's me.
I have a friend living with me.
Okay. I know I'm a 51-year-old white man. I get it. You know, I'm just, you tell your friend to back off and leave you alone because you're first in our progression. Okay, Darren? You got it? Okay.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Thanks for the call. Like I said, I'm a fan, man. What you have been through and what you have created for yourself is truly an inspiration. It really is, Darren. And I know you might think about that every now and then. And if that brings you any ounce of pressure, please know how many people you're affecting and remove that from your world and just keep balling out. Okay.
Appreciate you, Rich. It means a lot to me.
Right back at you. Thank you, Darren Waller. You keep doing what you're doing. That's Darren Waller right here on the Rich Eisen Show. Should I say rag wall? Is that what I should say? Or
I'm not sure. But that was funny.
I heard somebody laugh.
Somebody laughed.
Yeah, somebody definitely laughed.
I don't have an overbite when I dance, okay?
Someone definite.
I heard that.
Rich Bennis?
What happened? What's that all about? I don't know. You heard that too, right?
I don't know.
There's a meaning to it that obviously we don't know.
Right, exactly.
And it's
funny to them.
Is that right?
Yeah, for sure.
That's the last time when I asked Menery, what's a Ripper Magoo? And I heard somebody giggle, and I'm like, all right.
Rackwall.
Can you get Mayock on the phone? I need to address this immediately.
Sure.
That Darren Waller says he's third in progression and that cannot happen in my fantasy league. And
at least not for the next 3 weeks.
I know Mike think he's busy
with
real world football stuff.
This is real to us, baby.
Has to ask one Jonathan Gruden, who says don't shove. I guess the concept of saying that Waller should not ever be third in a progression is potentially shoving sand up a flea's ass.
Or as you said, something about Santa.
Yes. What did you say, Santa?
I just couldn't hear it properly. That was the worst game of telephone ever. Don't shove Santa in the ass or don't shove Santa. What?
I heard him right the first time. And then when you said it, I was like, okay.
But I'm also a guy that looks at RackQual and says that. Yeah. And then somebody laughs at me.
Yeah. Oh, man, that's funny. I'm like crying.
Let's take a break. We're back with Chris Sullivan of This Is Us. I loved him, by the way, in The Nick. He was dynamite in that.
That was a good show.
And he's going to talk about his new debut album from Joseph the Spouse that's coming up. Now there are more ways to be a team with Microsoft Teams. With Together Mode, you can bring everyone together in one space in the same virtual room. You can bring the power of true collaboration to your projects with Whiteboard.
drawing, sharing, and building ideas in real time, all on the same page. And with large gallery view, you can see more of your team all at once with up to 49 people on screen, all at the same time. You can even raise your hand virtually so everyone can be seen and heard. When there are more ways to be together, there are more ways to be a team. Learn more about all the newest Teams features at Microsoft.com/Teams. Back here on NBC Sports on Peacock, Steelers-Bills this Sunday, 7 Eastern time, when Mike Tirico and Football Night in America gets everybody ready for the battle in Western New York. It's kind of the Jim Kelly Bowl right there. He's from Western PA, or from Pittsburgh, PA. And you can draw a straight line from Buffalo all the way down to Pittsburgh. You can continue that line down to Canton, Ohio, which is why when Jim Kelly went in the Pro Football Hall of Fame, all of Buffalo, all of Pittsburgh crowd just drove right down to Ohio, and they had to change the rules as to where they did the induction ceremony. It used to be on the steps of the Pro Football Hall of Fame right in front of I-77, and they're like, I think we need to move into the stadium. And it's been there ever since. Buffalo and Pittsburgh, that's going to be a dynamite football game. Cannot wait for that game. That's the Week 14 Sunday night contest. We're back here on the Rich Eisen Show here on NBC Sports on Peacock, the Mightier 1090, as well as Sirius XM Radio back here on our radio stations. Bruce Feldman, our friend who covers the world of college football for Fox Sports and The Athletic, just tweeted out that after all the contact tracing for Michigan, they had about 45 kids ready to play against Ohio State. That is not enough, to say the least. OMG. So now there's a lot of talk about, hey, Ohio State should just hook up with Texas A&M. Maybe that should happen.
It's the other way around, Rich. They were going to be without 45 players.
Oh, without 45 players?
Yeah.
Okay, I misread it. I mean, that's a lot.
That's a lot.
So 844-204-RICH is the number to dial here on the Rich Eisen Show. We're thrilled to have here on the first time on this show. I loved his work in The Nick, man. You know what I felt about The Nick. That show should never have been canceled. We should be seeing season 19 of it years from now. he plays the role of Toby Damon on This Is Us, and he's here to talk about the debut album of Joseph the Spouse. Debut album 6 Feet From Under is available now wherever you get your music. The actor Chris Sullivan here on the Rich Eisen Show. How are you, Chris?
Hey, thanks, man. I'm doing well. Thanks for being a fan of The Nick.
Oh, that is one of the greatest shows in the history of television, Chris. Period. End of story.
Thanks, man.
And you're, I honestly, you. Now that I'm hearing your voice, after obviously I hear your voice on This Is Us, how does a kid from Palm Springs nail the accent of someone from Ireland like you did?
You know,
how'd you nail that?
You know, when I was 18 or 19 getting started in acting, I realized I'm a 6'4" man of Irish descent.
Yeah.
At some point, I am going to be called upon to fulfill my destiny, and so I just started practicing early and picking up a lot of different regions, and then by the time Steven Soderbergh came calling, I was ready to go.
What was it like working with him, Chris?
You know, he's an incredibly unique artist. He, for those who don't know, Steven Soderbergh is a director who also operates his own camera and also edits all of his own footage. And so what you end up with is a singular vision, and it makes for a really focused, really high intensity, fast moving, but calm set. It's a very interesting place to work. Nobody else works like him. So it was a real treat.
What do you mean calm? What do you mean by that, Chris?
Like, he's just sure. He just knows what he needs because he's operating the camera and he's editing. So he there's no extra filler. We're not shooting things on the off chance that he might use them. So he just shows up. He knows exactly what he wants. He tells you what he wants. And as soon as he gets it, he moves on. And there's not really a lot of, like, second-guessing himself. I've never seen anything like it.
And it was amazing. It was a couple of seasons. I think the seasons that were being planned but then eventually scrapped was to take the Nick, the hospital, from, you know, the late 1800s, early 20th century, and put it in the future. I mean, it was about to really get interesting, you know?
Yeah, I think there's a couple of people who are threatening to bring it back. So we'll see what happens.
Are you dropping a little? Was that a breadcrumb I just heard drop on the floor there, Chris?
Hey, that's a breadcrumb for me too. I hear these things from the internet.
Okay, fantastic.
And then I just wait and see what happens.
Okay, so a kid from Palm Springs, California. Do you have a sports team that you follow? Any sports that interest you, Chris Sullivan?
You know, I was born in Palm Springs, but my dad's work took us up to Sacramento in 1986.
Okay.
So that was right in the sweet spot for your Joe Montana, Steve Young, 49er years. And I think we arrived right as, you know, the Bash Brothers were playing for the A's. The Giants were big back then. So it was a good kind of period for a kid to be in Central California.
So you, Chris Sullivan, have been to Candlestick? Back in the day, did you go to some games at the Stick?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh my gosh!
Absolutely, one of those ballparks that are situated, you know, in neighbor. I mean, technically, that's a neighborhood.
It was. Well, I mean, if anybody ever tried to get out of Candlestick, they'd know that was a neighborhood. Yeah. Oh yeah,
you were in a neighborhood.
That's Burlingame, man. I mean, that was so, it. Oh yes,
yeah. It had the same kind of special vibe. You know, I spent my acting career started in Chicago, so that same special vibe that Wrigley Field has, you know, especially for an actor with very little money to show up, you know, sixth inning and get a $10 ticket and walk into Wrigley Field whatever afternoon. Well, it was a special feeling.
I mean, Wrigley Field, Chris, looked like a movie. It still does. Looks like a movie set, like the old. Like the old movie Blazing Saddles, where they created a fake Rock Ridge. It looks like it's a set, like you could just shove it right over, you know. It really is amazing. Wrigley.
It's a special spot.
No doubt. Chris Sullivan here on the Rich Eisen Show. Okay, so music, sir. This is your debut album, 6 Feet From Under, but you're not Chris Sullivan, you're Joseph the Spouse, right? That's what you got right here?
Yeah. Yeah, it took on a bit of a character to deliver the music through.
Okay,
and it felt kind of right as an actor. So yeah, kind of a moniker to perform under to kind of create a bit of distance between myself and the music.
Okay, yeah, so who is Joseph the Spouse then? Who is Joseph the Spouse?
Well,
then? Chris.
You know, Joseph, I was in an Eastern Mass a couple of years ago.
Okay.
I'm not Catholic, but I went with a couple of family members, and they started rattling off saints, and they started naming all the ones you've heard of, and then they got to some more, you know, kind of lesser-known saints, and all of a sudden, the priest said, Joseph the Spouse, and it's Joseph of the Joseph and Mary story, and I just had kind of started thinking about, you know, this character in literature who's really only claim to fame as being the witness to this miracle. And I feel the same way when I'm playing music and when I get the opportunity to collaborate with other artists. It feels like I'm witnessing a miracle, like something is appearing from nothing. And so the name just kind of stuck. I decided to run with it.
Okay. 6 Feet From Under. I can kind of guess what that's intimating right here.
Still breathing.
Okay.
Still breathing, Rich.
There you go. Available now wherever you get your music. Also still breathing quite a bit is the hit show This Is Us. What's it like being on a hit show like this, Chris Sullivan? You play the role of Toby Damon in this program, and you're already renewed for season 6, currently in season 5 right now. What's it like?
It's a special thing to be a part of. Especially in these times where people are looking for things to bring them together or to give them some kind of hope. Mm-hmm. I feel like our show is a very hopeful kind of the writers and Dan Bogelman have kind of created this guidebook for relationships and guidebook for living. And so it's nice. We have a great fan base and we've been very lucky to be able to tell these stories.
Do you? Does everyone have like a good cry during a table read? I mean, is that how? It seems like that might happen, you know, every now and then.
We got to save those tears for when the camera's rolling. Okay. Don't waste them at a table read.
Okay. I don't know. It's just you can get into it. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. The scripts are extremely impactful on all of us. But there's something about, you know, I can shoot all day long and then go back and when the episode airs and after the editors have gotten their magic hands on it and our composer Sid Khosla has added the music, you know, there's some alchemy there that for as special and as heavy as the set can be, once they add that music and all the post-production touches, it certainly takes it to a new level. I find myself crying more watching the show than making it.
That's amazing. And we've had Justin Hartley here, and, you know, I know he benches a lot or he can squat a lot, but if you get in a Ram, you're 6'4", you could take him, right, when it all comes down to it, Chris?
Listen.
Not to stir it up here.
Yeah, just by sheer weight, you know, he is definitely his abilities in the gym far outweigh mine, but
yes.
I think I'm in a different weight class.
Okay.
So I don't know how you would, I think I've got him by 30 pounds.
Okay.
Which unfortunately isn't me bragging.
No. No. But hey, look, every LB counts. And you could take him in tennis though, right? I'm told that's how you grew up, right, Chris? You could take him in tennis though? When it comes down
Absolutely, yeah. No, I could definitely take him in tennis. I grew up playing competitive junior tennis and went to Loyola Marymount on a scholarship before I gave up the court for the stage.
What is somebody 6 foot? I mean, were you like, what are they? I'm going to date myself, like the Roscoe Tanner of tennis.
For sure.
I mean, how fast was your serve?
Fastest I was ever clocked on a gun was 155.
Come on, Chris. Your serve.
I promise you.
Buck 55. You, Chris Sullivan, have served a ball. A buck 55. Really?
Listen, I used to love going to play in Reno because playing tennis at altitude, the ball moves even faster. So I was able to serve 155 at sea level once or twice. My serve and volley game was certainly something to be reckoned with. But at 6'5", the agility is
it's not there
is lessened. So
the professional tour record is 157. So you're
right.
So I assume your serve was not returned. The buck 55 did not come back over the net. That was an ace, right?
Yes, most often. If I was able to get in the groove, the my service game was my biggest weapon.
Who'd you beat? Did you beat anybody that turned pro? You got like a pelt on the wall, Chris? You got a tennis pelt on the wall?
I don't have any pelts on the wall. I played junior tennis. I think I was ranked, in the mid 30s throughout my junior career here in California. Which tennis is one of those games where the distance between, let's say, the top five players in the world and 5 through 10, it seems. Like a huge chasm, and the further down you go, the distance just gets bigger and bigger and bigger. But it's as I learned, you know, the mental game is where tennis is at.
Yes,
and the kind of the mental, I don't want to say for lack of a better word, the mental instability that serves an actor.
Yes,
doesn't help a tennis player.
I love it. So if we had This Is Us tennis tournament, you're the top seed. Essentially, is what you're saying.
Yes, sir. Okay. I think I can confidently say that.
Okay. Yeah. I never thought of your outstanding program through possibly of a bracket or a tournament or anything like that. But here we are. I appreciate the call, Chris. Thank you very much. Congrats again on your debut album, Joseph the Spouse debut album, 6 Feet from Under, available right now where you get your music. And, of course, This Is Us, season 6, renewed already. It's going to return in January. Everybody looking forward to that. And thanks again for your work in the Nick. I love that show, man.
My pleasure, sir. Thanks for talking.
You got it right back at you. That's Chris Sullivan. Follow him on Twitter, at SullivanTweet, and on Instagram with his near half million following, at SullivanGrams. And, of course, you can catch it right here on Peacock. This Is Us. Watch it. Stream it when we're not on, obviously. You know,
obviously.
After we're over.
I used to be heavily into This Is Us, Rich.
Well, I'm glad you didn't use that past tense phrasing with our guest on.
Well, the reason
being, how'd you drop This Is Us?
It was just too real, man. Like, I mean, that show is so good. It literally had me feeling so bad.
Well, again, it's not like
I was just like, I don't want to feel like this. And that's how good it was. It made me not want to watch it anymore because I was just like hurting
TJ,
every episode.
The name of the show is not This Could Be Us. It's This Is Us.
Yeah.
So they're telling you straight out. It's real.
Yeah, and it's that good that
you're
going to
feel like This
feel
Is
that
Us.
Bad.
And we had Justin Hartley in here and a member of Glazer's Gym Unbreakable. He talked about how he was, you know, planking a lot of weight, right? And Mike Del Tufo says he was planking 145.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we're like, wow, you can do a plank with 145 pounds on your back. And you said, what, Mike?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
One plate.
I said one plate of 45.
Of 45.
Yeah, it's one plate of 45.
Which led to one of my favorite moments in the history of the Rich Eisen Show that I do believe Don Bowie has teed up for your pleasure. Mike Del Tufo over there. When Justin Hartley of This Is Us was here on Friday, he planks weights on his back. Okay, there he is, putting plank after plank. That was a 45 pound. He waves on more weight. See, come on, let's get some more. Right? Del Tufo sees this and goes, I could do that, is what he said. And he said he would do 145. Now, we took that. When you say when he can do 145, how much weight do you think that means? Just off
145.
The right.
No. No. One plate that weighs 45 pounds.
Get out of here.
One plate of 45.
How long do you say you can do this?
A minute. Come on.
All right, here we go. Mike,
get off your knees.
45 pounds. Now.
Go.
The right spot in your mind, buddy. Come on. Look at him. All we see is the finish line, baby. All we see.
Coach him up, Irv. Coach him up.
Victory is simple, baby.
Ooh.
Right
uh-oh,
now,
uh-oh.
Don't worry
uh-oh.
About the
okay.
body, baby.
Our mind's controlling our body. Our
preach,
body
Michael, preach.
Control our mind. We got this, baby. We got this. We gonna show the world. That's what you're about.
What do we got?
Show the world, baby. Don't worry about it.
Just in there 24 seconds.
Don't worry about it.
Flatten out.
Don't worry about it.
You
got two blocks out.
All right.
You got two blocks gone.
Halfway home.
You got two blocks gone. You
halfway
got two
home.
More go. All see. Just see that finish line. Look at the glory. Look at the chest
touching the tape.
Get your chest on that tape. Look at you, baby.
20 seconds to go.
You're coming in 20 seconds, baby. You can finish this, man. We can do this.
You do that every day, people, at the gym.
I can't tell.
I do exactly
that. That's the line moves.
Irvin yelling.
Yes.
I would have gone through the wall.
For the glory.
I would love to have played football with that guy. And
I
Mooch is
tell.
A coach.
Mooch, when you said I do that every day, and Mooch says, I can't tell. Oh,
I cried.
Oh, my gosh.
When I watched that, I didn't hear it the first time.
Amazing.
Put your chest on the tape.
I mean.
Put your chest on that tape.
Oh, my God.
For the glory.
That's how the greatest players are. I mean, that guy's like.
I know. Irv will.
It's insane.
Irv will bring it out of you.
Amazing. Oh.
And Mooch. Look at Mooch just right on top of you.
The best is when I wave
the
other plate.
You waved it on like Justin Hartley. Wave
me
more. Got 10 more pounds.
Like, no way.
I need more.
Why did we have the weights here? Did Casey have it
I
in his car?
I think Casey or Nick just had them in the back.
Part of our show crew back
Fantastic.
In the day when we had other human beings in here with us.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we might have set it up so they brought him in that
Oh,
day.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Now, I don't think we knew that was going to happen, though.
I don't think we were going to bring it up to Mooch and Irv, though.
Yeah, we had the gym here, but did we go to the gym?
Oh, yes. There's a gym that was across the way when there are human beings around here. That's probably what it was.
You know, who doesn't have 145 hanging around?
Well, I think Nick may have had him in his trunk, though, actually.
I remember that.
Amazing.
Two and a half years ago.
I mean, the best of Del Tufo. You guys laugh.
Here.
That was like my second week on the show here,
a long time ago.
Two and a half years ago. March of 2018.
Yeah, that was
and
like
we were already on the air for 4 years then.
Oof. Wow.
We've been at it a while, gents.
I mean,
we've been at it a while.
Great job.
Let's take a break. We'll come back. Can't tell. Nice. Well done. Well done. Us sucking. Now we're on NBC Sports on Peacock every day.
How about that?
Still after Dan Patrick, though, so some things never change. Back with your phone calls and set up the rest of the week in a moment. Now there are more ways to be a team with Microsoft Teams. Bring everyone together in one space with a new virtual room. Collaborate live. Drawing, sharing, and building ideas with everyone on the same page. And make sure more of your team is seen and heard with up to 49 people on screen at once. Learn more about all the newest Teams features at Microsoft.com/Teams. Hey everybody, the Rich Eisen Show store is open. Go to RichEisenStore.com. Be the first on your block with one of these babies. T-shirts, both long and of course short sleeve in white or heather gray. We've got hats people. And of course, start your day with a cup of Joe and a Rich Eisen Show coffee mug. Go to RichEisenStore.com and shop your head off right now. RichEisenStore.com. Please go there and we're expanding the playing field every single day. We heard the note, hey, love the white masks. What about one in black? Also going to get the Running Man on a black mask just in the corner.
Oh, sweet. Oh,
nice.
Like that.
Working on that one.
I like it.
And you get a free bowl of soup with that.
Okay.
You do. Just you particularly. That's it. I'll get you a free bowl of soup.
And a hat or no?
No.
No hat, just
no.
The soup.
No, no. If you buy a mask,
okay.
I'll get you a free bowl of soup.
All right. I'll think about that.
All right. You know what I mean? I'm just because right back here on the Rich Eisen Show talking about our, for our radio audience, our store, RichEisenStore.com. Hats, shirts, long sleeve, short sleeve, heather, gray, white.
Where nothing is on the arm.
Masks and mugs. All of that good stuff. And TJ keeps wondering when he's going to get one himself. So,
but he wants it this guy.
Trying to stay safe, guys.
There's so. Apparently, there is no Ian Jefferson, but there is in
Temujin.
Temujin.
Yeah. Okay. There's an I in there.
That's the TJ.
Holler.
There is an I in TJ. Who knew? Matt in Oklahoma has been hanging on a long time, and I'm sorry, Matt. We just had 5 guests who said yes, and I knew I'd have to take them all. So we had some news break as well. You've been hanging on for damn near 2 hours. How are you, Matt?
Well, here's the thing. I was on hold for 2 hours, and then I had to abort because my son came to me and said the words that no dad wants to hear. He said, Dad, I got some good news and I got some bad news.
Okay.
Now let's go. And the bad news was that he stuck his hands in places in his diaper. He didn't need to stick them.
Okay.
And there was a substance on there that didn't need to be on there. So I had to abort and we had to burn down the house. So now we're back.
Okay.
I never did find out what the good news was. I don't know what it could be.
No, here it is. You washed your hands before you redialed.
I almost burned my hand. And I'm telling you what.
Damn,
they
man.
They got off the speakerphone. But the good news is, my boy showed out last night on national TV.
Yes, he did. Josh he did. Allen is so good.
Now on, you're the mush.
Me?
Yeah, you pick against my team every time. Keep picking. Pick the Steelers this weekend, please. Keep picking against the Steelers.
You know what? It's got nothing against your team, Matt. No, I am somebody who thought the Niners were going to rally around and do their thing. And the first quarter looked like I was right, but the problem is there's three other quarters.
No, we gave that touchdown off a fluke fumble. You need to get on the In Josh We Trust train, get on the team from New York, and get off that crappy team you're on.
Okay. All right.
TJ, come on. The forum's out there. Put it out there. Come on, TJ. Join the Bills Mafia. Quit messing around with those stinky Cowboys. We do those in the toilet. We don't need to be a Cowboys fan anymore.
Look
come on,
at
TJ.
Matt in Oklahoma.
I don't think I could root for a team that we smashed in 2 Super Bowls, though. That's just the only thing.
Well, that's okay. Lifetimes ago. I'm a future person. It's Josh Allen time, baby.
That's right. It's his son's world, and we're all just paying rent and cleaning
up.
That's
right. It's number 2 time.
Thank you very much. That's Matt in Oklahoma. He's a big Bills Mafia guy.
I'm a Josh Allen fan, man. I won't lie. I like the dude.
How? I mean, as I said at the top of the show, I might as well repeat it here because we're in a different audience, maybe. That's as comfortable as I see any quarterback in command look. He looked like, okay, pre-snap, I know where I'm going. I know it'll be open. I know I'm confident. I can fit it in here. He threw one, I think, over Fred Warner. I forgot who caught it, over the middle. Remember that one?
I do.
And they had a shot. ESPN had a great shot. And by the way, I love Greasy, obviously. I'm biased. And Riddick. They make me smarter.
Yeah, it's a great cast.
And Brian Greasy, he is fearless. They had a shot of Garoppolo on camera last night in the fourth quarter as the game's winding down and they're doing their their wrap up on the Niners and the issues that the Niners have. And he's like, Nick Mullins is, he's a good quarterback. He's not a great quarterback. And they have not had consistent quarterback play around here. And it's hurting the team. Like, literally, he's saying these words. And then they cut to Jimmy Garoppolo, who could, you know, if you're calling a game, have the television sound up. You know, he's looking up, and you know he's looking at the screen, right?
Yeah, he's up there on the box.
Right, and you know he's got the television on, he's looking up there. And you know he's got the sound up. And some announcers might, you know, pull their punch or have a hitch in their giddy up. And Greasy's like, there's a lot of people around here wondering if he's the guy. You know, and this is a decision that the 49ers are going to have to make real soon and in the offseason too. I mean, I'm like, okay, Brian, you speak your mind, man. But at any rate, ESPN had this great shot off from the end zone right into the pocket as Allen let the ball go. Perfect spiral. Beautiful. And you could see, like, he followed through. That was the problem for the 49ers last night. Like, he could literally stand there like a statue, all like, day. Follow through. He had nobody around his feet. He had clean pocket, clean look. He let that thing go, and it was a perfect, beautiful touch bullet over the linebacker right to, I forgot who caught it. I'll be honest with you. I don't remember who caught it. And that's the whole concept out of the draft, I remember. Yeah. Big guy, big gun. He can throw it 75 big yards on, down the field. Oh, yeah. Boy, he could stand there at the combine and scrape the ceiling of Lucas Oil. But accuracy is an issue. Touch is an issue. It's not an issue.
He put it wherever I haven't seen
last night. He was finding it like Diggs toe-tapping and Beasley toe-tapping the sideline right there, and the ball was in the window right where only they could catch it.
Just remember the throw he made right before the Hail Mary was an absolute dime to Diggs for the touchdown.
When you're thinking they're just going to settle for the field goal and go into overtime, and no, I know, man. And last night wasn't one of those plays not here, I'm going to run around like crazy. He only ran once, really, last night.
Didn't have
to. It was like, okay,
guys were open.
We're just going to throw it around.
Yeah.
And be in full command and sit there like in a rocking chair. Smoke him if you've got him. And he smoked him.
He looked good.
Yeah. He sure did.
Hey, maybe the Bills can win the AFC.
I think I might have even gone a higher register on that early this year. One of my downs was they are the team that could beat the Chiefs. And then, of course, I backed off it. Hey, I'm a week-to-week guy. I like to overlook over the steering wheel, but I'm just like everybody else in this world thinking that they look like terrible, and that's indicative of a lot, and sometimes it is.
If they play like that and Pittsburgh plays how it played,
Sunday night,
Buffalo is going to beat the bag out of them.
Well, let me look at this here. Could they catch Pittsburgh? I'm serious.
They're too bad.
The problem for Buffalo is they lost to Kansas City earlier this year.
Right.
Honestly, the way we're all looking at Buffalo right now with four games
to go.
Buffalo
could be the 2 seed, though.
We're sitting here thinking that they're going to be the highest they're going to get is the 3 seed because it's a 2-horse race between Kansas City and Pittsburgh.
Right.
But Pittsburgh can't, you know, obviously we know that Connor is out with COVID, but Pittsburgh cannot run it worth a lick right now, and throw it 50 times a game for Big Ben is not the way they're going to win.
Let's say Buffalo wins out. I mean,
hold on a second. So I'm just looking at Pittsburgh's remaining schedule.
Oh, okay.
As you see Buffalo winning out, I'm sorry, one of them is against Pittsburgh.
Right.
And then, you know, at Denver, which is not going to be easy, at New England, which is always going to be tough for them, and home for Miami, which, you know, was one of my predictions for game 256.
Right.
And then here's Pittsburgh's schedule at Cincinnati. Yeah, that's a wrap. They should pick them apart. Like, they should kill them. And then Browns at the end of the season with Indianapolis right in front of them.
But if they're both Philip 13 and 3.
Philip is going to be outdoors in 20 degrees with that toe that he needs surgery on. That thing's going to be awful cold.
But if Cleveland gets him and Pittsburgh and Buffalo are 13 and 3, Buffalo's a 2 seed.
And Cleveland and Buffalo played earlier this year, right? Didn't they? I'm looking it around right now. Cleveland and Buffalo, did they play this year? No. That'd be a great game, wouldn't it? Oh, baby. What a great playoff game that would be. Cleveland and Buffalo. Cool. Let's roll.
Sign me up. Let's go.
That would be it, wouldn't it? We already talked about
that's
that.
Old
that's your Trumpy game. That's your Kirkie
game. Yeah,
exactly.
That's 80s.
Yeah,
that's late 80s.
Yeah, that's
awesome.
That's get Clay Matthews rolling, you know. You know, Daryl Talley's looking down.
Oh, baby.
Line of scrimmage.
Jim Kelly doing the coin flip.
Cornelius Bennett. That's the sort of stuff we're talking about. And then there's tonight, isn't there? There's tonight. I have no idea what the hell to expect out of Dallas Cowboys tonight. They haven't played since Thanksgiving. That looked, you know, Washington looked like Washington needed some time to get to gather itself yesterday a little bit. Oh, man. What are they going to do?
Lamar hasn't played in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
What's he going to look like?
I don't know. Mark Andrews, his best, his title, right, his exactly. BFF, right?
They've had trouble getting Hollywood Brown the ball all year.
Oh, man.
Maybe Dez has a breakout game against his old
Dez
team.
Dez against Dallas. That's an interesting one tonight.
Right, right.
Could you imagine if there's a situation wondering if he caught it tonight?
I will lose my mind.
Oh, Fox has got that tape ready to roll, man. They got that thing in the Elvis machine ready to hit play.
Dan, you Blandino.
And they got Dean on standby in the studio.
Oh, Dean's
here. Dean, your thoughts.
It was a catch.
I remember Blandino came in like 2 years ago, and I just got him to admit on camera for me that he did catch the ball.
The ultimate question for tonight, though, is will Lamar Jackson outpoint Justin Tucker by 19?
There you go.
So
there
I can
go,
win
Rich
my
Jackson.
Fantasy game in my poker league. We're already sitting back like Red Auerbach, hands behind our head and smoking a cigar, feet up on the desk in the Alice in Chains Fantasy Football League. Words I never thought I would say in my life, I'm about to say.
Don't let us get hot.
Words I never thought I would say in my life, I'm about to say. We beat Duff McKagan to knock Jerry Cantrell out.
Boom!
There will be a new defending champion, it looks like.
We didn't just
because
beat
I think the it's up to the that final playoff spot now that we're in is either the Miz or Jerry Cantrell, and I think Jerry doesn't have enough points to win a tiebreak. I think Jerry just got knocked out of his own league, and the defending champ is out. And we, as Whirlpool of Despair, winning four straight. Boy, did we cobble together a bunch. I mean,
we're
GMs of the year. You and I,
we have to be. We have to be.
We're GMs of the year. We made the playoffs. We're in. So I texted Michael Fabiano last night, playoffs, and he wrote back, yeah, I think you got me the top seed by beating Duff. And I'm like, this is about me, Michael.
Playoffs?
It's not about you.
What are you talking about? Playoffs?
Yeah, we're in.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah. We're actually going to jump to the 5 seed. Miz is going to be 6. And if the top 6 make it.
What's your record?
7-6.
Seven and six.
Yeah. We snuck in, man.
I'm about to be 8-5 after the night.
Wow, we went from 3-6 to 7-6.
Yeah,
look at us.
Yeah,
Darren Waller, baby.
Like the Giants. We've won 4 straight.
Yeah. How dare Darren Waller come on this show and say he's a third option on any
like
route?
That. They didn't like to hear that.
He meant, bite your tongue, Darren Waller.
You're number one, dude.
He said, you must speak. What? How about that voice, too? You got to speak to Jonathan Gruden about
Jonathan Gruden. Just text Mayock, Rich.
16-0,
let
man.
Him know the next 3 weeks are crucial for all of our fantasy teams, which of course is important.
Could you imagine?
Darren Waller got us 45 points this week.
I saw some reports, on fantasy sites or whatever. That's the 5th most by a tight end in the history of fantasy football.
Might be.
Oh man, does Lamar Jackson outpoint his kicker by 19 tonight? Because that would make me 7-6 in my poker league, the one I really, really want to win.
Man.
That put me. In, but there is a. Week 14 is our last regular season week because we don't do 3 tiers of playoffs and we don't do 2 weeks for 1 week either.
Oh.
We just decided 1 extra regular season week. Let's go.
Yeah, why not?
There's 10 of us because it's not some silly, stupid-ass league. With 16.
14.
14 or whatever. How much is your league?
We're down to 10 teams now. We had 12 for a few years, right. But now we're at 10. This is the 20th year of my league.
Is Ashton still in it?
He's still in it. I won. He's actually the second seed right now.
Okay.
So. I won year one, and I feel like if I can win.
You haven't won since?
No, I've won 3 times, Rich.
Wow, this, 3 times champion.
But if I can win in the 20th season and the first season, that's legendary, you know?
Well, on tomorrow's edition of the Rich Eisen Show, we'll have Kyle Brandt on our program. As always, it'll be a fun conversation. We will discuss tonight's game. I want to thank Brian Kelly, who I told I would bar mitzvah when he's in his 13th year on the job. Taysom Hill, John Hamm, Darren Waller, Chris Sullivan, and you. For those of you on radio, we will see you on Wednesday. For those on NBC Sports on Peacock, don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Now there are more ways to be a team with Microsoft Teams. Bring everyone together in a new virtual room, collaborate live, building ideas on the same page, and see more of your team on screen at once. Learn more at Microsoft.com/Teams.